Blog Talk Radio. And that is the song called Guasabara. It lives on in Taino Radio. This is DJ Sanacori. Me here, you there, Tainos everywhere. That's right. This is Indigenous Caribbean Radio via Taino Radio. Man, what a show we had last time. And before we talk about that, I want to introduce someone that's dope. She's one of the new hostess here in Taino Radio. Her name is Kiana Basihadaha Jimenez. Are you there, Bana?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Hello, everyone that's listening.
Oh, man. Well, check this out, man. Anani is running late today. She's on a special assignment with her mom, but she says she's going to come on later on. When she gets in her helicopter and comes back to the city. So she'll be back, all right? So what do you think about the last show we did? Or have you been a little scared or something?
No, I haven't been scared. But the last show was very, very fun. I was so excited that we all were able to dive really deep into diving deeper into just the perspective of, you know, evil and, you know, evil spirits, and then just speaking about like our own personal experiences. It was really fun. I was really excited, and I'm excited for part two.
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of feedback from people, and some people had some difficulties getting on air. So I just want to say you can click on the website on Blog Talk Radio, or you can call in, and that is 319. Wait, hold on a second. That's 515-605-9836. That's 515-605-9836. And I'll open the lines later on for that. We kind of lost time on the first show, part one, so we couldn't get anyone to talk, so my apologies. But please call back here in Indigenous Caribbean Radio, a.k.a. Taino Radio. We'll talk a little Spanish for all the people out there in the Caribbean. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Sana, DJ, Sana, Cori, aquí estamos. Yo estoy con Bana, aquí. Yo vivo en Nueva York, la ciudad de Nueva York. Bana vive en Pennsylvania. Y los dos territorios son Lenni, Lenape, los indígenas. Aquí en el este, los Estados Unidos, Nueva York, New Jersey. Lenni, Lenape, los primeros indígenas aquí en Nueva York. En Estados Unidos, Turtle Island, la ira de la tortuga. ¿Cómo vamos a empezar el show sin hablar de la gente indígena de este territorio? Ahora, si tú vives en Borinquen, Quisqueya, La Bella, Jamaica, Haití, si tú vives en Cuba, si tú vives en esos territorios, tú vienes de la sangre taína, that's right, los caribeños indígenas, que mucha gente llaman taíno. Hey, man, I just want to say that we got a lot of people, man, from the Caribbean tuning in. I'd like to give a shout-out. Una bendición, Boca Tucana, la gente de Cuba. Wow, man, they've been tuning in, man. I've been seeing the statistics. Can you believe that, Bana? All the way from Cuba, man.
Oh, my God, that's, like, so exciting just to hear that we're getting other people from the island to, that are tuning in. That's really exciting. That makes me happy.
Word. Y también tenemos la gente de Quisqueya, La Bella. We got Dominican Republic representing as well, all you Taínos out there. Muchas gracias. Thank you for tuning in, man. That's great, right? We got Dominican Republic in our house. That's
yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in first place, statistically speaking, in first place is Borinquen. So all my Borinqueños out there, Taca Taíno Borinquen, ah. I am Taíno from Borinquen. So, hey, Anubana, your ancestry is from Borinquen as well, right?
Yes.
There you go, man. So we're representing, man. Borinquen, muchas gracias. And then check it out, man. Let's go to the south. We got the beautiful people of Brazil. They've been tuning in, man. I got the statistics, and it says Brazil. Oh, man, I don't speak Portuguese, but what do you think about that?
That's really awesome.
Now, this makes me happy, this country. All the countries make me happy. This one especially because it's from our super homeland, say, 4,000 years ago. And that is Colombia, man. Colombia is representing. So, muchas gracias a la gente de Colombia, lo indígena y todo gente. Muchas gracias. Thank you. That's called Colombian people, man. Can you believe that? That's so cool,
that's
man.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, let me stay in the West for now. We got Turtle Island, United States, in first place of all the countries, man. That's right, Turtle Island, all you nations, indigenous First Nations, thank you for tuning in. We also got Canada. Can you believe that? Canada, always been a faithful listener here in Taíno Radio. And guess what, Bana? Guess who's on
what?
Here? We got the beautiful country of France. We got France representing. Yeah, and they've been on here for a while. I've been seeing them. So special shout out to France. Bonjour. You know, that's good stuff, man. It's good beer. I mean, wine, you know. And check this out. Check this out. Believe it or not, Bana, according to my DNA, I have roots in this country from the Neanderthals, 3.5%. Humans can get no more than 4%. I got 3.5 Neanderthal blood from the mountains of Neanderthal. Which is found in Germany, the great country of Germany. Thank you for being here, man. I can honestly say that's one of my homelands, Germany, because I got Neanderthal blood from Anatol. Wow. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, man. You probably got it too because we're cousins, so there you go.
All right,
man. Now, this country is going to surprise you. Guess who listens faithfully for the past 3 months as we've been on? South Korea. So for all the South Koreans out there, thank you for tuning in. I'm one of these Taínos out there, man. That's some cool stuff, man. South Korea. And then not too far from South Korea, this is an old friend. And this is Japan. That's right. Japan has been tuning in, man. That is awesome. And way down in the south is Australia. Can you believe that? Australia is tuning into Taíno Radio. That is so dope. And last but not least, this country, believe it or not, and I want to say there's Taínos in this country. They've been very faithful to Taíno Radio since I've been on. And this is the country of Russia. So I want to give a special shout out to all those Russians who are resisting the war effort against Ukraine. And let's pray for peace, man. Let's pray for peace real soon because, you know, I don't know about you, but, like, war is kind of outdated, right? It's kind of old style, right? I mean, you're probably too young for this, man, but, you know, gabardines when I was in middle school was the thing. They're like polyester pants with the big wide bottoms. Damn. Yeah, what do you call that again?
The bell bottom?
the bell bottoms, man. We call them gabardines, man. It's like polyester. It was like a special polyester. Doesn't make you itch. And then we had the stripe in the side. We had the stripe in the side. We had the gabardines, man. So that's some old threads, man. So war is out of this. We gotta get rid of it, man. We gotta get rid of war, man. So this is a special shout out to Ukrainians, warriors out there who are trying their best to fight resist. But it's just outdated, man. We gotta get rid of war, man. That's not good, right? What do you think about that?
Yeah, horrible. when I think about war, like I think about all the trauma that it causes for many people. And like you said, war is definitely outdated. But in today's society, like, I think that is well known because of, you know, politics and the government and the military. That's like the first thing is to go to war to make a point. So war causes a lot of devastation. And
yeah.
I really wish that it could come to an end because it just causes too much heartache and trauma for those that are in the crossfire.
Exactly. It's just nuts, man. It's just, you know, you hear all these reports. I know President Putin has been listed as a warrant for his arrest for crimes against humanity, against Ukraine, and especially child trafficking. He's been taking children from the war zone and bringing them back to Russia. See, that's awful, man. That's not right. That's very disgusting. You know, the children are innocent in all this. What do you think about that?
That breaks my heart just hearing that. Children and women are always the first ones to be targeted when it comes to war. And just hearing about the children being taken is very heartbreaking and, you know, it's very devastating. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, man. You know, a lot of people wrote me and said, okay, if anyone wants to email me, and I just want to tell the people out there, I've been reading your emails, and I know there's a lot of people that want to be on the show. We're going to get you on, man. Just give me a little bit of time. We're trying to readjust. We're trying to create some new things here in Taino Radio. So I'm going to hit you up so you can be in our show, so you can prove to the people that Tainos exist. But, yeah, man, it's old. You know, war is just horrible, man. We as Taino peoples, we suffer from these wars, you know, the intergenerational trauma of 1492. So, but we're still here, man. And the Ukraine, they're fighting hard, man. They're fighting hard. Hey, check it out. I want to tell all you listeners out there who are live right now and for future listeners, Bana just celebrated a birthday. Hey, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's great.
Oh man, that's good, man. So that's we won't say your age, you know, but you know, we'll keep that secret. But check it out, Taino Radio has a special present for you. I'm gonna play a song, and this song was written by Cacique Jose. That's right, man. Cacique Jose. He was he was on the show before. Hold on a second. I don't have an intern here, so sometimes the boards here are a little... That's Cacique Jose Turecu Lopez, man. He made this special song. I want to play it. It's Afro-Taino inspired song, and this is for Bana. What do you think about this? Listen up.
Now here it is. Wamo Taino voices bring sound that's true from the ancestors. Hear me now. Here it is. Here we go.
We do it all in style.
you go, Bonnie. I love that song. I don't know. It kind of gives me some good vibes, right? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for sharing that with me. That was so beautiful. I was like, I had my eyes closed. I was in the zone. Like, I just felt it, like, in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was beautiful. I love it.
Oh, man. For all you listeners out in the Caribbean, mira, esa canción era de un taíno, cacique José. Una canción afro-taíno, man. Esa es la mezcla también que muchos tenemos. El africano con el indio. Está bueno, está bueno. Los africanos escaparon la esclavitud y subieron a la montaña buscando libertad. Y ahí encontraron los taínos. Yeah, man, you know, those African slaves are ancestors, you know. They're in our bloodlines, too. And when they escaped persecution and slavery, guess where they ended up? They ended up in those mountains. And guess who was there? The Taino, our ancestors, you know. You know, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, my life, I had like a, could use a budget of $25 million. I produced a nice movie about the first time the Taino and the African met up, you know, when they started intermarrying or when they combined the warrior societies. Imagine that. That would have been a great movie, right?
That would be amazing.
Right? And then you got the medicine people getting together, and then you got the chiefs, and then you got the conquistadors. I mean, I hate to say that. The invaders will come with their swords and their armor, right? Trying to come up that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that'd be a good movie. You have some romance in there, you know? We have some humor.
Add the romance.
Yeah, we got some romance, you know, and then maybe have one of the heroes die, you know, I don't know. You gotta have someone die, you know, but.
Yes, that would be so much fun.
It would be, man. But you know what? You know, a lot of people wrote me about this whole topic on evil. Does evil exist in the Taino universe, or does the representation of evil from many cultures is the devil? And just a disclaimer, you know, I don't want to offend any Taino out there who believe in the devil or believe in Satan. I don't want to offend them, but, you know, we're keeping it Taino here, right, in Taino Radio. Let me just say that in Spanish. Yo solamente quiero respetar a toda la gente que vive en el Caribe, aquí en los Estados Unidos, toda parte del mundo que son Taino, pero creen en el diablo o Satanás. Porque esa parte de su religión. So, no, yo no quiero atacar Taino Radio, Bana. Nosotros no queremos atacar tu religión. Pero vamos a hablar de los Taínos, ¿no? Si Satanás o el diablo existe en el universo Taíno, vamos a ver. Esa es parte número dos. So, hey, man, part one, we were talking about all these different influences, right? From North America, South America, Caribbean, El Cuco, right? Zahuapa, Skinwalkers, right? And talking about all of this stuff, you know, what do you think? Just a little summary of what we did last week. Did you come out with any ideas, any insights? Take it away, Bana.
So from our last show last week, we talked about, like you said, the different nations and, you know, their beliefs and their perspectives on evil. And the summary with that was that there is no evil. It's more of just the actions of what we do causes consequences. And from that show, what I have learned since our last show, I just learned that, you know, everybody has their own perspective on what they consider evil. Everybody has their own belief system. So now with part two, I'm open to hear what else you have to offer to see if my opinion or perspective will change. And I'm definitely
right.
Open to that.
Right, exactly, man. You know, Ramon Panet, back in the late 1400s, was commissioned by Christopher Columbus, the leader of the Goon Squad, and basically the original Goon Squad, G-O-O-N. But basically, you know, Ramon Panet, he was sanctioned to find out what he could about the religion or the spirituality, you know, about And this was after the second voyage, around 1494, that this Ramon Pané sat down with caciques and sat down probably with spiritual pajiques to find out what made us tick spirituality-wise, you know? And when you read this text, the account of the antiquities of the Indians, you read this text and they keep referring to our ceremonies as evil or worshiping demons and stuff like that. You know, Ramon Pané, you know, he's Roman Catholic, medieval, late middle evil Roman Catholic, straight out of the Inquisition where people were tortured. You know, witches, as they say, or medicine people were tortured for practicing their religion, or I should say their spirituality, including our own Pajiques. But I don't know, man. It's just, you know, they call us Satan. They call us devils for practicing all this. You know, you hear this language about the devil and Satan related to something that's opposite of God, you know. And sadly, this is what our ancestors, I mean, this is what these invaders saw us as, like demons, you know. And so, of course, they will kill us, right? Of course they will kill the Mexicas, you know, control the caciques. Because for them, we were like Satanists. What do you think about that?
From my perspective on that, I feel like the invaders were very biased to our ancestors because they didn't really understand on why our ancestors looked the way that they did, how they worked as a community and didn't really understood like our traditions. And they never really took the time to do that because the first thing that they thought was that this was abnormal to them because they weren't used to seeing different people. Because they came from a place where everybody looked the same. Everybody had the same traditions. So coming to a place where people didn't look like them and didn't practice what they practiced, they were very biased on it. But I also feel like they never took the time to actually want to understand because the first thing was that they wanted to control. They wanted to have power over our people. And that was the first thing that came to their mind was like, I don't understand these people. They're very humble, but I can take advantage because I have the upper hand. So that's what I, you know, see it as and what I believe to be.
Wow, that's deep. Well, you know, it's like anything, like any genocidal campaign, they always want to justify their negative actions, you know. In the religious world, they call it evil actions, right? Evil acts. But I don't know, you know, it's we haven't, in the past, I've dedicated shows on the Supreme Being, you know, Atave, Yokahu. You know, in all these stories, you never hear that, you know, talking about, oh, yeah, and they had a cousin who was the devil, you know, and he would kill everyone and eat everyone. You know, you don't hear that in our stories, you know. I mean, you hear about mischievous behavior, you know, and being corrected and so on, but you don't hear these satanic stories, right? These demons and stuff. You just don't hear that in our stories. But I think colonization has done a awful job in trying to convince us, right? That we live in this evil world, kind of, or bad, B-A-D. What do you think about that? You think the outside influences have changed our people's perspective?
I would say, yes, it has. And the reason why is because with colonization, it was based off of fear. Their fears on what they didn't understand. So they projected that to other cultures. And when I think of it, what I think from it was that saying something is evil is projecting that fear that that individual has on something that they don't understand. And having that projection, that energy is going to be amplified when it's amongst many individuals that have that fear base. It's like a fear-based mindset. If you have a fear-based mindset, you're going to think everything around you is negative. And you're going to amplify that energy for the outcome to be even more negative. And when you take that and you put it into a belief system, other people are take that as, okay, I need to be fearful, therefore I'm going to project this fear onto this thing because it brings me fear, and I don't understand why it brings me fear, for one, and two, I don't understand why it's there. Like, it's like a lack of, not a lack, but like just not understanding what's around me.
Exactly. Wow. You know, it's funny. I don't want to make fun of the Christians and even the the Jewish Bible, but well, I shouldn't say fun. Maybe critique them too much. But hey, this is Taino Radio. We can, right? This is our voice, right? Taino voice. You know, you see the in Genesis, the book of Genesis, in the Jewish Bible, it talks about how a serpent tempted Eve, right? And because of she says that, you know, to eat from the fruit, right? The forbidden tree, right? And then she took the fruit, she ate it, and she gave it to Adam as well, and they ate it. And that was like the origins of sin, you know? The origin, the fall of humanity, you know, where we were no longer perfect. And that kind of gives the Eve a bad rap, right? Because she's the one that was, like, tempted by this snake, you know, or this serpent. And they refer to it as a revolt. But you know what's interesting? You know what I've learned? You know, I used to go to seminary. I finished my studies for the priesthood. And I was taken back by this. Ready for this? When I had to study the Hebrew scriptures, and one of my professors was actually a Hebrew Jewish professor and a scholar. And when we tackled this Genesis, I was ready, man. I was going. I was like, all right, I want to ask all these questions, you know. And I was flabbergasted when I found out that the original translation in the Jewish Bible was that the snake or the serpent was actually a representation of knowledge. That Eve wasn't tempted. She was the first one to receive this knowledge from God, you know, and how this Eve unwelcome gave this knowledge to man, you know, to men. So it kind of gives, it kind of shows that whole female maternal energy, right? Which is close to what we see in the creation stories of Atabe, right? The mother. You know, that Yokahu had a mother, right? So I was like, whoa. And I remember asking the professor, wait a minute, but in the Christian scriptures, it talks about the serpent in a negative way as like Satan. And then he just chuckled. He says, well, you know, it's different interpretations, but this is our interpretation, you know. So I'm like, whoa, that blew me away. And then you look at Taino culture. Our ancestors made these beautiful snake figures out of wood and on the stone semis of Yokahu, the snake, you know? So the snake in our way, in our tradition, represents Mother Earth, the earth, because the snake is closest to the earth. So what do you think about that, what I just said?
First and foremost, I'm just taking all of that in because I never heard that interpretation before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my background and what I have learned about Adam and Eve, I learned it, like you said, in that negative aspect. But I really like this interpretation because I can understand why it would be her gaining that wisdom from God. And it just shows how powerful women are and how powerful we can tap into source for us to gain that wisdom. And when it comes to like the perspective of the church, it's never that way for women, from what I have learned and what I have heard from other individuals. So just hearing this interpretation, I definitely understand it. And I feel like I'm more drawn to that interpretation than the interpretation from the church. So thank you for sharing that. That was really, really awesome.
No, no doubt, man. And you're welcome. And I don't want to challenge any Christians out there to a debate, but I'm just sharing what I learned at a bona fide seminary, learning from a scholar, a professor from the Jewish Bible, teaching about the Jewish Bible. And then when you get to the Christian Bible, the Christian scriptures, there's a different interpretation. But that's what the ancient world, that's what they did. This is what Ramon Panet did. That's why we really have to be careful when we read these ancient texts or these medieval texts. A lot of stuff was added, So our job is to really, read it as is. And then we look behind the text. We look at the influences, right? The language, the social, political, linguistics, and religious, and all that stuff. And then we get to the truth. But we got to unpack it. Like when you go on a trip, you got your luggage, and it sits there for a week before we do the laundry. Like, we got to unpack the luggage. We got to unpack it. I mean, I don't know about other people, but I'm like that. It'll sit there for a week, right? I'll take out the soup.
Okay.
Huh? What's that?
I said I'm the same way when it comes to traveling. I take forever to pack. Like, I wait for the last day to pack. And then when I come back from my trip, it just sits there for like a week or so. And then I unpack.
That's it, and you go, and especially when you go to the Caribbean and you go through your stuff, there's like sand all over the place. You're like, damn. And they got the seashells, right? But yeah, man, so we got to unpack a lot of this stuff, especially from the creation stories by Ramon Panet, and I said this before in the past, I don't think he wrote it totally, but that's another story. I was looking, there's a word that a lot of people on the islands use. They say maboya. And there's a lot of interpretations for maboya. But most of the interpretations I hear from people in the islands is that maboya is like an evil spirit, So that kind of, when I first heard it, that kind of got my attention. Like, oh, shoot, the Tainos believed in evil? And they kind of sound like demons, And I remember speaking to the late Dr. Yare Melendez. She was a Roman Catholic. She believed in that faith. She was very proud. And, she managed to do a lot of good Taino work with the church in Puerto Rico. And one of the things she used to talk about was maboyas, How there was, like, when things went wrong, when things were really hectic in a negative way, she will always say, damn, those damn maboyas are around, If anyone is listening to the show right now from Borinquen or Quisqueya, whatever, and you have any perspectives on the maboya, let me say this in Spanish. Si alguien está escuchando ahora y vive en Borinquen, Quisqueya, Cuba, y si conoce la palabra maboyas, la significación de maboya, por favor, llame, ¿ok? Y explica qué son las maboyas. That's you can call in at 515-605-9836, 515-605-9836. So, I got to interview a lot of people in Nahuake, and a lot of people in the country, in the mountains. These are mountain regional communities, and I have a lot of witnesses. There was one town called Comerio. There was one day that I lost my equilibrium because the air was real thin. And I was dizzy. It was bad. So Yare, what she did was she got this little plant. And what you do, you squeeze the oil in your ear, the oil of the plant, and it helps you with your balance, with your vertigo. When you get what they call that, mountain sickness, you know, altitude sickness, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked a lot. You know, I put it in my ear, this little juice from a plant. See, God provides, right? Mother Nature provides. So, but yeah, so these mountain communities, man, they wouldn't, you know, a lot of them believed in maboyas. They didn't say demons or the devil. It was like, almost like tricksters too. Like they would mess with you, you know. It was more like that than demons. You know, like, oh man, I can't find this. I can't believe I lost it. And then they'll be like, oh, those damn maboyas, you know. And I even heard that they talk like that too, you know. So what do you think about that? You think that's rooted in any Taino spirituality, just in your knowledge? Or is it something that maybe it came from Christianity? I don't know. They call it maboyas.
From my personal experience and what I also said last show was what I believe in is just like negative like energy, not like evil. And I liked how you said that these, how you pronounce it?
Maboya is M-A-B as in boy. O-Y-A, maboya.
Oh, my goodness.
maboya. Maboya.
With that and what I believe, like what I experience, what I believe in, which is like, it's just like, you know, the negative energies of just like, you know, if there's a, like a lower energy spirit, there will be attracted thing that's lower, like lower energy. But I wouldn't consider that evil because that's just not what I believe in. So hearing this, and from my personal experience and what I believe in when it comes to like lower energy and, you know, high vibrational energy, just the fact that you said that they do things in a way that wouldn't be considered evil, but it's like low energy. So from my is that they just do things to get our like attention, and it's based off of our actions. So for example, if I like have a lot of clutter, of course I'm not gonna find a specific item because I have a lot of crap around.
Right.
Or and I would take that as like, you know, of that energy kind of thing. It's based off of my actions. So whatever that I do is because of my actions. But I don't consider that evil. So that's kind of like my take.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that makes sense. So like that's think of.
Yeah, exactly. That's your opinion.
I was like, I don't want to go like on a long rant. But that's kind of like the point that I'm trying to make. It's based off of your actions. It's not considered evil. It's just whatever that you do, it has consequences. But they're just showing you what needs to come out. Like whatever that you're doing, they're showing you and you need to fix it. That's how I see that.
Interesting. I like that. Yeah. Wow. Well, I think in our last show, I mentioned about my experience with the maboya. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did I discuss that, my experience with the maboya?
I know you did about your personal experiences. I believe you did.
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. See, my experience with the maboya was more of a, it didn't kill me, it didn't hurt me, but it did teach me, though. It taught me. It taught me courage, actually. You know, it taught me courage. So, but it was definitely a presence that the people at the camping site we were with in Comerío, they definitely felt it and they heard it. I wish Anani was here. She heard it herself. And it sounded like a pig, you know? And it definitely floored me. You know, I was sitting meditating in the ceremony, and it pushed me off my seat. I didn't get hurt or anything, but it was something that was, I can't explain, you know. So they're all, I mean, I, you know, I'm a Mexican for many years, you know, I'm also a social worker. And there's one thing that I've learned. There's certain mysteries in this world that we just can't understand, you know. And it's just something you experience and you say, oh, my God, what was that, you know. And that was one of my experiences, you know. And it was like a wind. It was like a wind. It just blew me off. I heard it charging me. You know, and for a split second, I saw something, and it knocked me off my chair, you know, like a good clothesline, like in wrestling, you know. It's like, boom. And I was like, whoa, what was that, you know? And it kind of gave me courage because I had to take my seat and said, you know what? I'm not scared, man. I'm going to sit back here, and I'm going to meditate, you know. I'm going to look at the moon, I'm going to look at the stars, and I'm going to take it all in, you know. And when I made that decision, that was it. That was it. You know, it kind of made me courageous, you know. It made me stronger, I guess. I don't know. But I heard people say, maboyas, the maboyas, you know. So I'm like, wow, man, you know. So, but they're always like tricksters, you know. And then there's the nahuatl. The nahuatl are the ones that will come and help you, almost like guardian angels in a Christian way. Yeah, you'll be in any ayuda, you know. They come and help you. So I've heard that a lot in these mountain communities, you know. So I don't know. It's just a lot of stuff, you know. Now I did find a website, okay, and I found it in a Puerto Rico website actually, and they were talking about, I guess, the tourism, and you know, welcome to Puerto Rico, and they talk about Taino Indian culture. And that's the thing, when you meet a lot of these websites, you got to use your knowledge and understanding of Taino culture to kind of decipher what they, you know, what's their agenda, you know. And I saw a lot of errors in this, right? Like it talks about huracan, you know, the hurricane is being very angry, you know. And then it talks about that the Taino had these gods. One was a semi. And the other one was maboya. They actually use the word maboya. But there's no reference. They didn't leave any reference. It says that the Semis, a god of both sexes, and they were represented by icons in the form of human and animal figures. And that's the Semis that we know of, the three-pointers, you know. And the Semis that are sitting, that we use in the Cohoa ceremony. And then we have the collars made of wood, stone, bones, and human remains. So then they just talk about that in this website, it says that Taino Indians believe that being in good graces of their Semis protected them from disease, hurricanes, disaster, and war. Now, I know in my studies, and Mana, I know if you read a lot of the sources, you know,
yeah.
You know, we were very our ancestors were very careful to take care of their Semis, right? Only the cacique, the behique were able to enter the cane. They fed their Semis, you know. So good graces, again, the word good, I like to represent it as positive, you know. You know, receiving positive energies from them. And they say that they served them cassava bread, as well as beverages and tobacco to these Semis, you know, as offerings. And I agree with that. And then they say maboyas, on the other hand, was a nocturnal deity who destroyed the crops. And they were feared by the Taino to the extent that they made elaborate sacrifices. And they offered this to the maboyas to placate them. So that's something, and they, unfortunately, they don't give a source where they got this understanding from, which I hate. But, and then there's another source that I read that about the maboyas, that it was from the Kalinago tribe, representing the evil spirits, you know, evil spirits. But I think this is a good topic because it really, you know, We're delving into the ancestral indigenous worldview, and it's important to know that worldview. That's our root, right? What do you think about what you just said?
I'm just taking all of that in, because, one, it's a lot of it's some misinformation. And like you said, when you're reading these websites, you have to take what is, you know, factual and what is not. Because what I have noticed, people have a tendency that they like to talk on things that they don't really know too much information on.
Right.
So the fact that they're talking about, you know, us, it's nice, right? But at the same time, it's just, they're not talking about what really is, you know, Diana. What is Diana's spirituality? And just taking this information and like putting it on the website and just saying this is what it is, it's just like, to me, I personally do not agree with that. But another thing as well is just, I'm actually going to go back to what you said previously when it came to when you experienced the, oh my God, I can't say it.
What's that?
Maboya? That's how you pronounce it?
Maboya.
Yes.
Maboya.
Maboya. Okay, so I want to take it back to what you said about your experience, the fact that you said that you learned a lesson. I feel like that is very, very important, because a lot of times when it comes to people thinking something is evil, they just think that this evilness is just here to destroy what they're trying to achieve. But when it comes to Diana's spirituality, and with our ancestors believed in duality. And what I believe is that the evilness, so to say, quotation marks, is not here to, like, really destroy. It's here to actually teach us things. It's a balance between the dark and the light, if you want to go there. If you want to talk about darkness and light, you can't have the dark without the light, and you can't have the light without the dark. So when I think of this evil presence, so to say, I definitely believe in the fact that it's here to teach me a lesson, because it's something to teach you on whatever you're going through. You have to, like, break down in order for you to bring everything together. So just the fact that you said that you learned a lesson from that, I feel like that's very, very, very important to, like, highlight in this discussion. So I just wanted to add that. So sorry.
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Bring it back, but I just really wanted to highlight that.
I appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah, man, this is great. Because that's what I found in all these, you know, I couldn't find it in the creation stories. I mean, in Roman Pané's work. I got to read over it again, but this Maboya, whole sense of, it's interesting. It's out there. And I heard it from the people in the mountains about Maboyas. It sounded very similar to demons, but it was more like tricksters almost, you know. I felt it. I experienced it. It blew me away. I never experienced anything like that. I definitely felt its negative energy, but it was like, it was to teach me something, you know. It was to teach me something, so I took the lesson well. I learned well. You know what I mean? So, and you know, and I've heard Tainos in the past 30 years. They'll say, you see that person? That's a Maboya. I say, what do you mean? Oh, that's not a good person. Be careful. I'm like, whoa. So I know I've heard this term, Maboya, through the years, you know, referring to people as not a nice person kind of thing, you know. But I know a lot of us that go to Christian churches and in different religions that believe in evil, you know, for them, you know, I guess they honor that in their lives, you know, and it helps them to avoid certain situations, you know, avoid, you know, say addictions or stealing, committing crimes, adultery, and so on. So I don't know. It's just, I think as human beings, we're always searching for tools to help us be constructive people, positive people, you know, and it helps people. It's like For me, it's a coping mechanism. It helps people deal with this world that's not so nice sometimes, right?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, if you ask your Ukrainian child who was taken during a war battle and taken to Russia, you know, child trafficking, human trafficking, you know, they will tell you, man, evil exists, right? They'll probably tell you that. So I don't know, man. It's tough. You know, right now I want to do something interesting. I got this clip from a Brazilian medicine man. And this is like a healing ceremony. And in the spirit of sharing different perspectives, and I did find this on the internet. It's an old ritual. I don't even know what kind. It's a healing ritual, but I don't know what the occasion was. I mean, I don't know what if it was a child or adult. But I want people to meditate. It's a 7-minute clip. I want really people to. If you're sitting in the future listening to the show, you know, this is where you take a pause, touch the pause button, get, you know, relax, try to meditate on this, okay? And because when I first heard this, I kind of felt like what I was feeling in my boyas, you know, when I fell from my chair, and I wish this Bahike was with me, you know. But so if you're listening right now live, just sit down, relax, calm, whatever you're doing, just take a pause. And I want you to listen to this recording, and then I'll ask you some feedback, okay, Bana?
Okay.
All right, cool. I'm going to count to 4 backwards. When I get to 0, I'm going to play it. So wherever you are, sit, close your eyes, relax. And if there's anything that's bothering you, if there's any illness, any person or people messing with you and you're really angry, you know, maybe this can help you. So it's 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh.
So what do you think about that?
Wow. When I closed my eyes and I was listening to it, at first I got scared. because it was like a rush of energy that just like came right through. But then as I continued listening, I felt like a release. So I was like releasing whatever that was around me as I was listening to this audio. And it was extremely powerful. And I also was like getting like visions as I was listening to this. But thank you for sharing that, because whatever I was experiencing as I was listening to this, I was releasing whatever that I no longer need it.
Ah, okay. You see, and, you know, this is a very old recording, a Brazilian native recording, and I think it was in the 70s or something. So this person has probably passed on, you know, the spirit world. But you can still feel that energy, right? It looks like he was doing a community healing. I heard some children crying.
Yes, I heard that too. And at first, I didn't know the children there. I thought I was hearing children like just around me. But then I started listening to it closely, then I was like, oh, there is children there.
I know, right? Yeah, but it was pretty intense. Like, you can tell, like, you know, he was definitely, grappling with the situation there. Like, wow, this is something that's really bothering the patient, you know? And he's trying to get rid of it, right? He's trying to get rid of it. He's trying to get rid of it, and he's calm, you know, his chant, right? Monotonous. Then it gets strong, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, get out, you know, like, you know, it's like forcing the person to really understand, like, hey, you can't have this anymore. So it's kind of cool what you say, you know, like getting rid of something, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, most of the teachers that I've learned throughout the years, I've been blessed to learn from Crow elders, Lakota elders, from Guatemala, you know, Ecuador, a lot of these medicine people. I even got a chance to speak to Arawako, you know, the Arawak from Locono, South America, Colombia. And one of the things that they all have in common is that this whole concept of a Satan or a devil just doesn't exist. But what does exist is this power that humans possess that's in the universe, you know, that's very, very destructive, you know, and that the medicine people are the ones that they try their best to teach through example and ancient knowledge that this is not the path we need to take, the destructive ways, you know. So this is why a lot of the ancient peoples always talk about community life, working together as a community. But there is this tendency in human beings, you know, our human capacity to really, really cause damage, to really hurt other people. And this is why the medicine people will try their best to keep people focused on the positive, you know. But it seems like this is a struggle from day one, right? To keep people positive, right? To keep people focused on construction, not destruction.
Right.
But, you know, there was a study in Europe that talked about, it tested the neurons and stuff in the brain, and they saying that, when people would think, you know, they were testing people's thoughts, you know, and neurotransmitters, and 80% of the messages that was being recorded through the computer were negative. It was negative reaction. The brain was reacting negatively 80% of the time. So as human beings, it seems like we're wired to really struggle with negative impulses, right? Like negative thoughts. So shamanism, spiritualism, you know, all that, it helps. We need it, right?
Yes, we definitely do.
Yeah. So it makes sense that you don't hear too much stories about Bahiques, and, you know, spiritual folks are often the ones that get slammed, you know, or get treated wrongly. So it's a struggle. You know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle to be a healer. It's a struggle to be a leader. It's a struggle to do constructive things, right? So is that evil? I don't know. I don't think it's evil per se. Like, it's something in our nature that's, like, awful. But I don't know. What do you think?
I think that us living a human experience, I feel like living a human experience, it just goes to show that it's really up to us on how we do things in our life and the consequences. So whatever decision that we make has consequences. And when you tie in the evilness, I feel like from what I have learned from the last show and what I'm learning right now, my perspective is that it's just us humans that take on that evilness. And just the fact that we take that and we cause destruction. But it wouldn't necessarily mean that is an evil force, so to say, that's allowing that to happen. I feel like it could be really up to us. It's up to us that it's up to us to make decisions we make in our life, and whatever decision we make has consequences.
That's it.
And then that also ties into power and control. And I always like to highlight power and control, because once someone has power, they control others. And with that power, they take advantage of others. And that's what creates, so to say, evilness, or tapping into the ego, if you want to even go down that road. So my point is I feel like this evilness is just like what we experience here on Earth, and it's really up to us on how we go about that, if we want to tap into that negativity or if we want to tap into the positivity. Especially with just what you said about the human brain, and the fact that 80% of the brain is, you think, negative? I don't know. I just feel like that is just something that's very interesting, because for me personally, I have negative thoughts here and there. But it's really up to me. It's really up to me to try to move away from that negativity and try to think positive and try to, you know, make positive decisions. But I'm also, you know, I'm still learning. We're all still learning. And we're
exactly.
learning. Through lessons.
Exactly,
not
man. It's
like a thing.
Yeah, man. It's a learning experience. And it's like in kindergarten, right? When you play blocks, some kid comes and just knocks the blocks over. Then we start to cry. Or...
Oh, we
fight the kid, right?
Then
we both get timeouts, right? Yeah, it's a struggle. This is why we need healings, you know. We need people to heal us, because this is what we need. You know, we're fragile at times, maybe all the time, but a lot of people, they kind of share the response, they share the responsibility of these thoughts to say a Satan or a Lucifer or something like that, you know. But I guess that helps people, right? Keeps them honest, I guess. But I know in a Taino way, I can't find that devil. You know, I can't find it. My boy, I find, is more of a trickster, you know. So to teach you something, you know. But if you look in the mirror, geez, that's the problem and the solution.
Definitely. I can definitely see that. I also feel like, too, with, like, the trickster energy and just, like, negative kind of energy, I feel like it just also forms like a mirror. So whatever you're dealing with life, it's like a reflection of you, right? Like, it mirrors what you don't like, and it's really up to you to take that and try to learn from it to either fix it or not fix it. And like you said, you're like kind of, you know, the problem, right? If you want to say that. But you're also the solution. So when I think of like the trickster energy, I just feel like it's just, you know, an individual that just mirrors things that people don't like about themselves or something that they fear, and it makes them uncomfortable, but it's really up to that individual to make those changes and to grow. So I think of that more of like a positive note. It may sound, you know, very uncomfortable to deal with that, but it's a form of growth. You have to learn. You have to fall on your face before you can rise up.
That's it. That's it. Well, we're running out of time. This is a great show. Thank you for being with us and celebrating your birthday energy with us, you know.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Annie just texted. She says she's still with her mom. She's doing some business related stuff, you know. And they have a business. They clean. They not clean. They brighten teeth. You know, so it's a good service they've been doing, helping people save money. Maybe Annie next time she'll be a sponsor, right?
Yes.
Not only is she a customer, but she's a sponsor. No, not only is she a sponsor, but she's also a customer. No, I don't know. So we got to give her that, right? But next time in the show, she can share what she learned. Looking for some space. Got to support one another, right? Especially the youth.
Yes, I definitely agree.
Yeah, do positive things. See, do positive. Well, I got a dance mix I created. And guess what song is called? Guess what it's called?
I don't know.
It's called the Maboya Dance Mix. And it's written, I mean, it was mixed by DJ Sana Gori. I don't own the beats, but it's taken from Band Lab. And I thought of the Maboyas, especially my experience of them. So this is the Maboya Dance Mix. I don't think they're evil. They're just like tricksters, you know. So thank you, Bana, for being here. The last song of the night, the last dance mix. Hey, it's all about the dance. I had April time. The Maboya Dance Mix. Thank you all for listening. This is DJ Sonic Audi with Bana. We'll be back soon. Thank you all.
crazy, 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 craz